Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
Amen. Tonight I'm going to be talking on the trust spot. And God just kept saying, trust, trust. And I was like, okay. It's interesting that the way he gives me his words to share with everyone, that he allows me to go through something where I have to trust God. And I have to really just begin to call upon his name. Even though things get rocky and it gets shaky, I have to just begin to press through and just begin to pray. We may not see the results right away, but we have to continue just to press in and continue just to lean on him and know that his timing is the best timing. Amen. And as we go through that process, we're learning along the way to not to give up, but to just continue to be faithful, continue just to cry out to him. A lot of times we pray and we think, okay, it's going to happen right away. But God said, just trust me. Just trust me. He gets you to a point where you can't do anything, but you have to look up. You can't look to the left. You can't look down, but you look up to God, and he's there to help you. Amen? Amen. So the first scripture I'm going to get into, we're going to go to Psalms 37. And we're going to start at verse 3. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed his faithfulness. Feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord and trust also in him. And he shall bring to pass, and he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. God gave me this because we get to a point where we don't really just begin to trust him. But when we know that he has our best interest at hand, and we begin to trust and know that, okay, God allowed me to get to this point in my life for a reason. He's not done with me yet. He hasn't thrown in the towel and say, okay, I used you like I wanted to use you. I'm done with you. But he says there's more that he's pulling out of us. Amen. He gets us to a point where we have to trust him. Now we got the building. Now we're trusting him to fill the seats. We know that it's coming, and we may not see it right now, but we have to continue just to trust, because he said he will continue his work until it's completed. So we know that his word doesn't go out and return void. So we know just what he said he's going to do, he's going to do it. Amen? Amen. The next scripture we're going to go to is Galatians 6 and 9. And with us, this right here, it ties in with us having the building and us continue just to press forward in what he called us to do. Amen? It says, let us not become weary in doing good, for in proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. If we were to say a few years ago, okay, I'm done with this. God, we tried it. We're done. We know that maybe we didn't hear you right. Then we would have missed out on what God has for us being obedient, for us continue just to trust in him, for us doing his work completely. A lot of times we take detours, and as we take those detours, we hit a whole bunch of roadblocks. We hit a whole bunch of brick walls, and we're saying, God, why is this happening? What's going on? Why is this happening to me? He said, you didn't trust me. You gave up too soon. You just threw in the towel. You said, man, this race is too hard. I don't know if I could do that. And that's what we do sometimes. We say, oh, man, it's too hard. And a lot of times we have people that come alongside us that are dream killers. And they will stop the vision God has in your life because they speak this word. And then we say, okay, maybe I'm not supposed to open that car dealership. Maybe I'm not supposed to do what God wants me to do. Maybe I'm not that educated, so what do I know about speaking to God's people? We allow them to speak to us. And if we are not wise and we feed on to that and we hold on to that, then we will push aside what God has wanted us to do. But we can't allow that to stop what God has for us. Amen? The next scripture I'm going to go to is Romans 8. And we're going to start at verse 28. It says, and we know that all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed into the image of his son, that we might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he has also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? And if he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. A lot of times we look for titles or we look for different people to justify who we are. As Marquise talked about, who are you? We try and allow the world to justify who I am. But God called me first a child of the Most High Living God. So I know who I am. And once I know who I am, I don't allow those names or the different things people throw on me to stay on me. I shake them off and say, no, that's not who I am. That's not who I am. It said, God calls, he justifies. Know that we are justified. We are justified. Know that the plans that he has for us, he's going to complete them. As long as we don't try and take a detour, as long as we don't give up and throw in the towel, amen? God reminded me of a time when we had to be in a trust spot. Me and Marquise, when we had Markayla, shortly after we found out we were having Marquise, well, to me it seemed like shortly after, and I wasn't working at the time, he was working, and then God said for him to move out. I was like, okay, Lord, I don't know what you're doing. And we had bills and they were piling up and God said, just trust me. Just trust me. So as we got through that phase and we were able to trust and God brought us through, when we found out we were pregnant with Mariana and we had so many different complications and I found out I was getting so sick and I had to be in the hospital and I was saying, God, I feel like I'm a burden. I feel like I'm a burden. He said, just trust me. Just trust me. And as I began to cry out to God and begin to trust God, Marquis said, you know what? God gave me something, a new avenue of income. And I was just like, my God. And as Marquis began to talk to these different churches and get the podcast set up, God said, watch what I'm getting ready to do. And as we watched, we were able to pay the bills. We never went without a meal. I'm sitting in the bed saying, God, what's going to happen tomorrow? He says, stop worrying about tomorrow. Know that it's already under control if you just trust me. He said in his word, he's not going to allow you to go begging for bread, but he's going to supply our every need, as long as it's according to his riches and glory. Amen? He puts you in a trust spot where you have to really trust him. Another person God reminded me of was Job. Everything was stripped from him. And a lot of us would have gave up and said, God, I can't do it. Like his wife said, just curse God and die. Or she wanted him just to turn away from God. But he said, no. He knew who his God was, and he knew that God would bring him out of it. It was rocky at times. It was shaky at times. I'm sure he was hurt, and he was upset. But God helped him just to trust. Just to believe. And as he began to trust and believe in God, God began to give back every single thing and even more abundantly. Amen? I want to read this quote I have by Rick Warren. It says, the deepest level of worship is praising God in spite of pain, trusting during the trial, surrendering while suffering, and loving him when it seems distant. A lot of times when things don't seem right in our reach, we say, man, that's too hard. And we begin to doubt the God we serve. But the God we serve is a great big God that can do the impossible. He doesn't do things just the normal way. He said, I want that weak little raggedy boy right there. And that's who's gonna slay this big giant that everyone's so afraid to even go out against. He said, I'm going to take something that people think is nothing, and I'm going to make it into something. That's because that is the God we serve. So if we keep that in our mind when we're going through a test, when we're going through a battle, to know that, okay, his word says, if God be for me, who can be against me? As long as I trust in him and I begin to pray and know that God is on my side, he's going to work everything out. I just got to keep pressing through. I got to keep pressing through. He said the auditions, they're going to come. And don't get scared. Don't feel like, okay, maybe I'm not up to that level. I need to study more. I need to read more. God said it's coming. Just get ready. As long as we're faithful and we continue just to seek him, he's going to provide. He's going to do just what he said he was going to do. Amen. We just have to learn to press through that time when it's hard. Amen. We're going to go to Hebrews 11 and verse 30. It says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around for 7 days. You see, God will do things that we don't understand. And I'm sure the people that were with him were saying, okay, we're going to do what? Are we going to march around here and what's going to happen? You know, because us thinking in our natural mind, God, I don't know how this is about to happen. But once we begin to trust God and we begin to say, okay, I'm obedient. Okay, I'll submit to your word. Okay, I'll listen to your voice. And I'm going to do that thing that's not so comfortable. But I'm going to watch you move because I trust you. We have to get to a point to say, yes, God, I trust. I don't know how it's going to happen, but yes, God, I trust. They trusted God. They trusted God. And they watched the walls fall down. Amen? Amen. There's some walls up in our life and we need to trust God. We need to trust God. Amen? You know, I was looking at the word and he began to show me trust, all these scriptures for trust. And I said, God, what is it? Because he wants us to trust him. A lot of times we try and just do things our own way, or we try and let me detour because I'm going to help this happen. I'm going to make this happen. God doesn't need us to make anything happen. But when we just fully just lift our hands and say, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. I don't know how this is going to happen, but I trust you. He put trust in here so much because he wants us to truly rely on him. Not on man, not on men's timing, but on God's timing. Amen? So I have quite a few scriptures I'm going to go through, and they're short, don't worry. But it's teaching us about trusting. First one, I'll try and stay in one book at the same time so we ain't jumping back and forth, all right? So the first one we're going to go to is Psalms and chapter 56. This is interesting because it was on Markayla's scripture list that she had to learn. And I kept showing her it, and I had to remind her that when you were afraid at night, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to trust God. And she said, okay. And trust that he's with you. She said, okay. And if a little kid can grasp that and understand it, that's amazing. And us, we take a lot for granted. We're like, God, well, how are you going to be with me? We try and dissect everything. and not just realize, okay, it's just what he said. So it says, whenever I am afraid, I will trust you. That means at my job, that means at home, that means when I'm sitting on the side of the road and I don't know what's going to happen now, we have to trust God. And right there, I remind me of a story. This lady said she was driving down I-5 or 405 when it makes that curve around before it gets, you know, down where it intersects with I-5. But she was driving and it was raining and it was dark and the car just shut off in the middle of the lane and she couldn't even move. And she said, okay, God, what am I supposed to do? And she began to pray and she heard God say, just trust me. And as she began to trust God, a vehicle came. And she's like, please, Lord, don't let no one hit me. I have kids in here, Lord. I'm trusting you, okay? I'm trusting you. I'm going to trust you. And as she began to trust God, this man got out of his vehicle, helped her get it jumped, helped her with everything she needed. No cars hit them. No one even sideswiped them. No one honked their horn and said, you were in the way or anything. And as she began to trust God, when that car went and it started up and she started driving, then she noticed it was like time had stopped because she began to trust God. That she didn't get sideswiped, she didn't get bumped in the back or anything happened. God held her because she said, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. I don't know what to do. I don't want to get off the car. It's cold. I don't know nothing about cars. And in these days and age, you don't want to get off the car and you don't know who's coming to help you because you don't know what this person's going to do. Because you're in a weak spot. And God gets us to a point where we're in a weak spot, where there's nothing we can do, but we have to look up and trust him. Amen? If you don't get anything else, look up and trust God. The next one we're going to go to is Psalms 34. And verse 8. It says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. It seemed like I said that before. But you know, God says things, he may say it a few times, but he says it a different way. And at different points in the Bible, because different people need to know. Taste and see that I am good. We have to taste and see that he's good. And how do we do that? By reading his word. By living by faith. God, I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm living by faith and I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you. The next one we'll go to is Psalms 22 and verse 8. It says, he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him since he delights in him. What are you delighting in today? When you delight in God, he gives you everything you need. When you begin to trust God, he supplies everything. You're like, God, how did this happen? How is it that I have so much favor? Because you trust me. Because you're looking up to me and you're not looking to man to move you up the ladder. You're looking to God. The next scripture we're going to go to is Psalms 18. Starting at verse 1. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and my horn and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Allow God to be your rock. Allow God to be your strength. When you feel like you don't have no hope and you don't know what's happening, allow God to be that hope and that strength that you need to carry you through. It may seem like you just got the shop up and running, but as you begin to trust him more, watch. He said he's going to do some big things as long as you're faithful and as long as you trust him. I dare you to trust him. Begin to pray right when you open your shop in the morning. When you get there, say, you know, we're going to pray. And watch God begin to change the attitudes. Watch God begin to draw people in. You're like, man, we had a busy day today. We just now stopped. And Monica, I'm sorry, I'm running late. But God's going to send people. Why? Because you're obedient. Because you're going to trust him. and you're going to be a trendsetter to the different guys that come around you. As they're going to change the way they talk. Why? Because Michael's not talking like that. Why are we using these words? We don't need to use these words. Why are we treating the customers this way? Look how Michael's doing. You're a trendsetter. You're a leader. Lead by example. God said, now it's time to step out into the forefront and watch him do some things that you've been asking him for. Begin to trust. The next scripture we're going to go to is Jeremiah 17 and 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. He keeps telling us we got to trust. And in that one, it says blessed. So we're going to be blessed once we trust him. Amen. Don't just trust him so you can be blessed, but trust him because that's the best thing to do if you don't do anything else but to trust and rely on God. Amen. Amen. We'll go to 2 Samuel. No, wait, we'll go to Isaiah 26 and verse 3. It says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you. So we were saying, man, why are these thoughts plaguing my mind? And why am I having this conversation right now? This is not holy. Why? What's your mind set on? Are you trusting in God? You have to. Maybe, sometimes we have to do a little checklist. Okay, am I acting godly? I'm reminded that I'm the only God they see. So how am I acting? How am I conducting myself? And have I been trusting God today? Have I been faithful to him? Giving him the time he needs? Reading my word like I need? Because if I'm not reading, I'm not feeding off his word, I'm not growing. I'm staying at the same place and maybe even dying some spiritually because I'm not feeding my inner man. When people see us trusting God, that gives them hope to know, okay, I can put my trust in God too. God did it for him. God did it in his word. I can trust him too. We have to trust him. He gets us in a trust spot. So we're going to go to 2 Samuel 22, verse 31. It says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust him. It didn't say he's a shield to some, but he said to all who trust him. And he just told us his word is perfect. And the Lord is proven. He's proven his case. We've seen him work miracles. We've seen him do the miraculous. So why can't we just trust him? I was hunched over in pain earlier today, crying. Mariana got in my lap, trying to figure out what's wrong with mommy. Marquise even stopped and came in the room and started rubbing my back, rubbing my stomach, trying to figure out what was wrong with mommy. I hear them here saying little side conversations. Man, she must really be sick. She don't look so good. Let's pray. When your kids are in the room talking about let's pray, there's something about God. There's something in the power of prayer. And when I begin to trust and believe, I said, okay, God, in spite of this pain, God, I want to do all that you called me to do. I could have said, nope, I'm not going. I'm going to stay home in my bed and I'm just going to be me and him. No, I did that once this week. It's time for me to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. And begin to trust him. So I sat there during praise and worship and I said, okay, God, I'm trusting you to take this pain away. Why? Because you're the healer of healers and you know what I need. And you know right just where the pain is. And we have to trust him to do it. Amen. The next scripture we will go to, amen, real quick, I'm going to put this in here because I know you guys remember this song. And I always it always pops in my mind when I have different things going on. And it says, be true, true, stand firm, firm. Understand that you live and you learn, learn. Everything happens for a reason. Don't trip, you're just going through a season. We fail to realize that that's just a season. That's just a test. We may blow it up to be so big and say, man, God, what's going to happen? How am I going to be able to pay these bills? How am I going to be able to do this? Know that God's got you. If he did it before, he will do it again. He's the same God. So that means if he brought you through that last season, he's going to bring you through this next one. He didn't just bring you to the test to see you struggle and see you not make it out. But he brings you to the test. And as you praise him in the midst of the test, he's right there at the end waiting for you. He's right there at the end waiting for us. A lot of times we trip because we think, man, I don't know what's going to happen. But as we begin to learn to trust him and as we begin to lean on him, we know that everything's going to be all right. Amen. I'm going to read this. We're going to go to Jonah. Chapter 1. And we're going to start at verse 1. It says, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai. Jonah, chapter 1, verse 1. Saying, arise and go. We're at verse 2 now. Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Like Jonah, we get scared. When God tells us to do something, we get scared. God told me to speak to a pastor one day and tell him what God has told me to tell him. And I said, God, me? Are you sure? And I tried to wait and wait, and I kept hearing God say, deliver my word. I want you to be a messenger. Deliver my word. And I said, okay, God, I'm going to do it. And I went and I delivered the message. I said, this is what God told me to tell you. And I delivered the message, and that pastor said, you know what? I had just given up hope. I was ready just to say, I'm done. I'm walking away. But thank you for bringing that right now word, because I needed that. We don't realize that God has an important call in our life, whatever it may be. Maybe it's not delivering a message. Maybe it's singing. Maybe it's writing plays. Maybe it's, you never know. But God has something powerful for us. And if we don't do it, oh, believe, he's going to deliver what he wants to deliver. He will get someone else to do it. But you don't want to sit by and say, man, God, I'm too scared. I can't do it. Have someone else do it. And they have someone else do it. And then you're feeling bad, like you let God down. Accept the call in your life and do exactly what he called you to do. Don't be like Jonah and get afraid and run. But stay and trust and know that everything will be fine. Amen. I want to read another quote. This one's by Joyce Myers. It says, patience is not simply the ability to wait. It's how to behave while waiting. A lot of times we get fidgety. You know, when kids got to use the bathroom, they fidget. They waiting, and they're, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait. And then there's some of us that are plotting. Okay, so what can I do? I think there's a bathroom around the corner down the street. If I go there, I'll be all right. Or, you know, we're plotting. Some of us are plotting about, okay, what's the next move? How am I going to do this? I need to do that because, you know, I'm waiting on God. But I need to set it up so that if he doesn't come through just yet, how am I going to do that? And God's saying, what are you doing while you're waiting? Are you praising? Are you praying? Those loved ones that haven't came, that we've been praying for, don't just give up. Continue to pray. Continue to call them in. Continue just to know that God, in God's timing, he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Amen? It's all about his timing. You know, I was reminded of a song when I was putting this together, a song we used to sing at in choir at church when I was younger. It said, Jesus will work it out. And then the verse said, telephone disconnect, you're waiting for the next paycheck, babies need a new pair of shoes, and they're saying, I'll tell you what you ought to do. And it says, Jesus, you got to remember that Jesus will work it out. It's looking like everything's against all odds. You don't know what's going to happen. You're waiting for that bill. You're waiting to pay what you need to pay. But know that God hears you, and he puts you in that trust pot so you can say, okay, once you come through, whew, God did it for me. I can trust you. I can trust you because he's faithful and he'll do it. Amen. We got to remember to trust in him, to lean on him, and know that with him, all things are possible. All things are possible. This gentleman gave an analogy yesterday that I happened to come across on Facebook. He had a purple bottle of Gatorade. And he had it, and he said it represents sin. It represents the dark times in our life. It represents the hardship. It represents us going through trials and tests. And he put it under a faucet, and it began to pour water, let water pour in it. And as the water's pouring in it, the grape Gatorade is pouring out. And it's pouring in and pouring in, and it looks black still. You think, okay, it's not changing, nothing's happening. And that's because when we're being tested, it seems like it's hard and nothing's changing. It's still the same. But as you're praying and as the water's pouring in and you're trusting God, the water's pouring in. You're trusting God, you're praying, you're fasting, you're continuing to lean on him. The water's pouring in. And after you wait for a while in God's timing, it becomes just water because he filtered out all the junk, all the plaque, all the hardness, and we begin to trust God. He'll purify, he'll repair, he'll restore, he'll mend, and he'll heal and set free. Amen. So I'm gonna go ahead and close in prayer, but I want us to close our eyes and just ask God, is there any area of my life that I'm not trusting you with? Is there anything that I'm dealing with that I need to fully trust you? Maybe I trust you just halfway and I'm still got the backup plan ready. And we need to really trust God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for allowing us to hear about trusting you. God, help us to trust you, oh God. Help us to lean on you, oh God. Help us just to know that with you all things are possible, oh God. Help us to trust that you'll bring us out of the wilderness. God, you'll bring us into new life. You'll bring us into that next level as we begin to trust you. As we begin to lean on you, God. God, give us a spirit of surrenderance, Lord God, to lift our hands and say, God, yes, I will trust you. Yes, I will trust you. Even though I don't know how things are going to work. And in the natural eye, it seems impossible. But God, I trust you. I know that your timing is the best timing. And God, I say, I want it to be done in your timing. Because you're a perfect God. You're a faithful God. You're a just God. God, we ask that you continue just to help us to trust you, to lean on you, to know that God will handle every situation. God, we just thank you so much for this time. We ask that you just move in our lives, Lord God, and allow your will to be done, Lord God. We just give you all the praise and all the glory. God, we also ask that you just continue to bless our time of fellowship, Lord God. Be with us, Lord God, and help us never to leave your presence, Lord God, that we continue just to lean and depend on you. We just thank you right now. Just thank you, pray. Amen.
Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.